Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Geraldine, G-E-R-A-L-D-I-N-E, Callahan, C-A-L-L-A-H-A-N. As you know, I recently evaluated Ms. Callahan as described in my report of 8-25-23. But at that time, I was not in receipt of any true medical records. Period, you have now kindly provided them. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Ms. Callahan was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 11-24-21, period. She gave a history of an acute injury to the right shoulder just prior to arrival, where this occurred as a result of pulling, period. She had a history of cervical bulging and herniated disc, comma, sleep disorder, comma, reflux esophagitis, comma, and other general medical conditions. Period. She was on several medications. Period. She was evaluated here and diagnosed with a condition that I cannot identify in a splint. Period. She was to follow up with orthopedics. Period. On 11-30-21, she had an MRI on the right shoulder, given a history of strain of the trapezius muscle. Period. Those impressions or findings will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, Ms. Callahan was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, on 12-13-21, period. She stated on 11-24-21, she was lifting a bag of heavy laundry and felt a pop in her shoulder. Period. She went to the emergency room where she was placed in a sling and had since been out of work. Period. She does have a pre-existing condition for which she saw Dr. DeLuca, D-E-L-U-C-A, in September 2021. With diagnostic calcific tendonitis, for which she received an injection. Period. She was evaluated and x-rays of the shoulder were repeated. Period. They showed mild arthritis of the glenohumeral joint, but no fracture or dislocation. But he also cited the MRI of 11-30-2020. That showed glenohumeral arthritis. Period. It has the associated findings of degenerative labral tearing and degenerative rotator cuff partial tearing. Period. He diagnosed right shoulder pain and primary osteoarthritis. Period. He performed a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder. Period. Ms. Callahan saw Dr. Austin again on 1-6-22 when he opined she was failing conservative treatment, but she had not yet done therapy. Pretty wanted her to continue therapy for 1 month, as well as light duty, after which she would return. Period. In paragraph on 12-23-21, she was seen by an internist named Dr. Michelson, M-I-C-H-E-L-S-O-N, in follow-up. This was for chronic cough. Period. She also had been on Neurontin / gabapentin. Period. She also related lifting a heavy bag of laundry at work and felt sudden acute pain on her shoulder, for which she saw Dr. Austin and had an MRI. Period. She was going to participate in physical therapy. Period. He then treated her for various general medical conditions, including mouth ulcers and chronic cough. Period. She also suffered from headaches. period, Dr. Michelson continued to treat her over the next many months, running through 7/29/22 period. His diagnosis at that visit was brachial plexopathy and chronic right shoulder pain. Period. He wanted her to remain out of work and continue physical therapy. Period. Several of his visits were done through telemedicine. Period. He also did provide a list of ongoing diagnoses, including right hip pain, comma, GERD, comma, fatigue, comma, closed fracture of the left distal fibula, comma, anxiety, comma, anemia, comma, solitary lung nodule, comma, low back pain, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and uncomplicated asthma, period. On 4/26/22, Dr. Michelson wrote she now had right upper extremity dysfunction proven to be brachial plexopathy by EMG study, period. In paragraph, Dr. Panzia performed a need for treatment orthopedic evaluation on 3/9/22, period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and did not have any related disability. Pretty explained she did not have a work-related condition that limits her function. Pretty, she does have multiple structural abnormalities that would decrease her shoulder function. Pretty, for that reason, although not related to work, Ms. Callahan should exercise a degree of restraint relative to her activities involving overhead work, comma, lifting above chest level greater than 20 pounds, comma, with both hands, comma, or overexertion using her upper extremities or climbing, period. He captured the fact that she underwent a right shoulder MRI on 11/14/18, period. She then had the new MRI on 11/30/21, per the results of both studies were listed side by side and will be inserted as marked. Period. Overall, he offered several diagnostic impressions that will be inserted as marked. Period. New paragraph. MRI of the cervical spine was done on 3/23/22 to be inserted. Period. On 4/13/22, she was evaluated by a physiatrist, Dr. Nod, KNOD, period. He noted her symptoms and results of the MRI on the right shoulder and cervical spine, period. He performed electrodiagnostic testing that he opined showed right brachial plexopathy. Apparently, she had MRI evidence of osteoarthritis of the right shoulder with rotator cuff tendonitis and a clinical exam suggestive of adhesive capsulitis of the right shoulder. Apparently, she was going to follow up with Dr. Michelson and was referred for evaluation with orthopedics and physical therapy. Period. On 5/17/22, Dr. Panzio wrote an addendum report. Period. He felt Ms. Callahan's estimate of 50 pounds of laundry from a single patient's room is an exaggeration. Bit further, she claimed she was annoyed that her job was modified, comma, requiring her to remove soiled laundry from patients' rooms. Bit Dr. Panzio found it interesting that her injury occurred immediately upon starting her work hours while performing the duty that was annoying her. Bit at the need for treatment exam, she denied prior symptoms. Bit however, his review of documentation shows she was previously seen by an orthopedic surgeon named Dr. DeLuca in September 2021. Pretty diagnosed calcific tendonitis and gave her a steroid injection. Pretty also had undergone a right shoulder MRI in 2018 that listed similar pathology as the updated MRI. Pretty also found it interesting Ms. Callahan reported constant severe pain, but was using on a regular basis to control medication. Parentheses, Furoset, Gabapentin, Cyclobenzaprine, and Naproxen. His examination was most consistent with symptomatic degenerative joint disease, comma, the same diagnosis offered by Dr. Austin. Pierre also observed she was less than candid with Dr. Obaid regarding her prior history. Pierre was misleading concerning the conclusion that Dr. Obaid provided, which was based on the lack of any prior symptoms. Period. She had right and left shoulder x-rays on 6/30/22 to be inserted. Period. And underline this, when she first presented to Dr. Michelson, she did offer complaints of being overwhelmed. Make that quote, stressed out, being the primary caregiver for her dad, who has at least at this point some functional dementia, but no doubt that we will progress over time. She really takes care of him on a daily basis, period, end quote. In paragraph, other records show, she presented to the emergency room on 3/24/11, period. She indicated she slipped on oil that was on tile and fell onto her right side. Pierre complained of discomfort in the right shoulder, right hip, and right lower back. Period. She did undergo the evaluation and x-rays of the right shoulder, pelvis, lumbosacral spine, and right hip, period. There was possible bony lesion at the right proximal humerus, period. She was reminded of the importance to follow up with an orthopedist relative to this to rule out malignancy. Period. She refuses crutches when offered to her, period. The paragraph, Ms. Callahan had an MRI of the lumbar spine on 4/8/11 at the referral of orthopedist Dr. Gleimer, G-L-E-I-M-E-R, given a history of fall with right lower extremity radiculopathy. Where those results will be inserted here. Period. And underlying this is obviously about a decade before the subject acute incident. Pierucci followed up on 5/4/11 when he diagnosed lumbar disc herniation at L5-S1 central and left, as well as clinical lumbar radiculopathy on the right. Pierucci recommended conservative treatment. Period. She did follow up with him over the ensuing months. Period. An EMG was done by Dr. Sitta, C-I-T-T-A, on 5/17/11, period. It found left greater than right, L5-S1, lumbar radiculopathy, comma, acute in nature, comma, mild in severity. But there was no evidence of entrapment neuropathy, comma, lumbar plexopathy, comma, or myopathy. Period. She returned to Dr. Gleimer afterwards, period. He discussed different treatment options, including injection therapy for the lumbar spine. But this was administered by Dr. Heyman, H-E-Y-M-A-N, period. This evidently was repeated, period. She saw That's the glamour, 3, 2, 1, 12. When he recommended she get an updated MRI, since her prior study was 9 months ago, because she had undergone pain management that helped her only transiently. Appeared dependent on the findings of the MRI and further clinical evaluation, he could not rule out the need for a surgical intervention. Period. She did undergo a new lumbar MRI on 2/8/12 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 4/26/12, she saw Dr. D-H-O-L-A-K-I-A, who recommended bilateral sacroiliac joint injections, comma, possible repeat course of physical therapy, comma, flexural, comma, consideration for acupuncture and an MRI of the pelvis, period. He did perform steroid injections to the sacroiliac joints bilaterally on 5/25/12. She followed up on 6/21/12, reporting 75% improvement. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner did have a telemedicine visit with Dr. Michelson on 1/27/21. Period. Her active problem list included right hip pain, comma, cough, comma, headache, comma, GERD, comma, fatigue, comma, anxiety disorder, comma, closed fracture of the left distal fibula, comma, abdominal pain, comma, solitary lung nodule, comma, low back pain, comma, insomnia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, weight gain, comma, uncomplicated asthma and seasonal allergies. Appear to put this in bold. This list mirrors what I had previously listed in a later note. Period. He also learned she cares for her aging ill father who lives with her. Period. She saw Dr. Michelson regularly through 7/14/21. In that period, on that occasion, she presented for completion of FMLA paperwork. Period. The etiology of her cough had not yet been determined by pulmonary, ENT, GI, or allergy immunology. Period. She had undergone an interim swallowing study that did not show aspiration. She had recent endoscopy by Dr. Gardner that was essentially normal. Period. She wanted to apply for FMLA to protect her job. At that time, she needs to miss to take care of her aging frail father, who is also Dr. Michelson's patient, who has begun the dementia journey and seems to be rapidly deteriorating, but he is becoming more frail and more of a full risk as well. Period. Dr. Michelson had to undergo cervical spine x-rays on 3/25/21 due to cervicalgia. Period. It was a normal study with no significant degenerative disease. Period. Interspaces and vertebral body heights were maintained. Period. Next section, finding and conclusions. It is now evident that Ms. Callahan did have prior musculoskeletal problems before the event of 11/24/21. Period. None of them were asserted to be work-related. Period. She was seen by various specialists and went as far as having an MRI of the shoulder in 2018. Period. She also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio. Period. she did report to her primary care physician that she was having issues with the right shoulder. He stated an EMG confirmed the presence of brachial plexopathy. Period, however, I am not in receipt of such a study. Period. She had MRIs of the right shoulder on 11/14/18 and then again on 11/30/21. Period, they showed very similar findings. Period, this demonstrates the lack of progression of her baseline right shoulder condition. Period. In paragraph, taking all the information available into account, it remains my opinion that this case represents 2.5% permanent partial total disability at the shoulder for the diagnosis of degenerative joint disease and likely labral tear treated conservatively. Period. Dr. Austin also diagnosed her with a labral tear. Period. For the reasons already described, this assessment is not causally related to her alleged occupational exposure with the insured. Period. It is notable that this petitioner had underlying psychological stressors at the time of her claimed injury. Period. It appears that these influenced her orthopedic symptomatology. Period. End.